Welcome to Tent of Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, and today we're going to be in the book of John 14, right? Okay. And we're going to be going through 1 through 14.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to start off with 1, and we're just going to dive right in. We're going to be talking about Jesus is the truth, the life, and the way.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Okay, in 1 it says, let not your heart be troubled. And this is Jesus talking.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in God. Believe also in me. A lot of times we allow our hearts to be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We have a lot of things on our minds. We have a lot of things going on in our lives. And God says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me and believe in God also. Right? Believe in God and then believe in me also. We have to get to a point in our lives when we talking about our spirituality, as believers, that we truly believe in the God we're supposed to be believing in.
Right.
We truly believe that God is going to do what he says he's going to do. We truly believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We truly believe that God is going to save us from everlasting damnation.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to deliver us from all evil. Mm-hmm. We have to know those things for sure. We let our hearts be troubled about too many things in life that are out of our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that are out of our hands, we're supposed to give to God. But instead, we give them to worry.
Mm.
We give them to anxiety. We give it to depression.
Mm-hmm.
We give all of our problems to everything but God. Two says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? God says, in my Father's house are many rooms. In the King James Version, mm-hmm. it says, in my Father's house there are many mansions.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Daddy?
Think about your home. And your home has a lot of homes in it.
Okay.
God's house has a lot of homes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, and Jesus says, and in God's house, I'm going to prepare you a spot.
That's it.
3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So Jesus said, best believe, if I prepare a place for you, you're coming with me. I'm coming back to get you.
Right.
I'm not going to prepare a place. And we've often talked about this. There's not going to be a part in heaven where you be walking around in the heavenly place and say, well, that's where Sister Margaret's supposed to be.
Mm.
She didn't make it, though.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You see what I mean? There is no
right.
abandoned buildings or empty houses
oh, no.
in heaven.
Right. Right.
You know, you go down a block and there's only two people living on the block and there's five houses empty.
Right.
Because they didn't make it. It's not going to be like that. He said, I will come again myself. That where I am, you may go also. So best believe, if Jesus is saying he's preparing a place for you, he's coming back to get you.
All right.
Right.
Okay, 4 says, and you know the way, and you know the way to where I am going. Now, in 4 he says, and you know the way to where I am going. You understand where Jesus came from and you understand where he is going. You understand that he is going to prepare a place for you. You understand that Jesus is going back to his Father. As a believer, we want to make it where Jesus is. So we have to stay true to what Jesus said, stay true to. We have to follow the scriptures and we have to do what God say do. And we have a lot of things in the world that keeps us from doing what we're supposed to be doing, going the places that we're supposed to be going, right? But we have to overcome those things because Jesus has already overcome sin.
Right.
So because Jesus has overcome sin, he's made it possible for us to overcome our problems and issues as long as we are in him. The blueprint is Jesus. The blueprint is Christ. He's already paved the way to defeat sin. Right? So if Jesus defeated sin, all we have to do is follow Christ. Sin stays defeated as long as we are in Christ.
Right. That's right.
Right? Too many times we believe that we are going to war. We don't go to war with the devil. Stop trying to go to war with somebody who's already lost the battle.
Amen.
He's already lost.
Right.
So why are we going to battle with somebody who's already lost the war? We create these little battles within ourselves. Of course, the devil is there to stop us from doing things, but God gives us things. He gives us the whole armor. Right? He gives us the gifts of the Spirit. He gives us the fruit of the Spirit. He gives us all these things to fight with. And most of those things are defensive things. We defend ourselves, but not attacking the devil, but warding him off. You see what I mean? Because scripture tells us that the Lord fights our battles.
Right.
We can't beat the devil. He's a spiritual being and we're physical beings.
Right.
We can't beat spiritual beings in our physical self.
Right.
We defeat the devil by staying in Christ. Five says, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So if you want to get to God, you have to go through Jesus Christ. You can't make it to the Father without going through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Seven says, if you had known me, you would have known my father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Jesus is showing that I am the Father.
That's right.
Through this scripture, he's telling you that he is the Father.
Mm-hmm.
If you have known me, you have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
Yes.
And so the disciples are still kind of confused. So in 8, Philip says to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. And you can hear the frustration and the misunderstandings
mm-hmm.
that the disciples have in this statement. If you just show us the Father, we'll understand. We don't know exactly what you're saying, but if you just show us the Father, that'll be enough for us.
Right.
That's what he's saying. And Jesus says to him, I have been with you so long and you still do not know me. I've been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip. Now it's interesting that Philip says, show me the Father. Mm-hmm. And Jesus says, you still don't know me.
Mm. Yeah. Still.
Jesus tells you in that sentence that he is the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You still don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Whoever seen me, seen the Father. How are you going to ask me to show you the Father when you're looking right at me?
Right.
And see, this is the problem with us as believers. A lot of times when Jesus shows up in our life, we don't see him. We don't see that it was Christ that did this.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give him the credit for doing the things that is going on in our life that's positive.
Mm. Yeah.
We believe that we do these things on our own accord. We believe that we do these things on our own strength.
Huh.
Right?
Right.
10 says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority.
Right.
But I speak about the Father who dwells in me when he does his works.
That's right.
So it's interesting when we hear that. He says, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Now, authority, the root word of authority is author.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that God is the author and the finisher of all things.
Right.
And Jesus says, I'm not speaking on my own authority. As a fleshly being, I'm speaking on my authority as a spiritual being.
Awesome.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But the Father who dwells in me does his works. So he's explaining that there is a difference between my physical self and my spiritual self.
Mm-hmm.
My spiritual self is doing all of the things. I'm following what my spiritual self is doing, but I'm doing it in the physical. So I'm not doing this as a fleshly being. I'm doing this as a spiritual being, and I'm following my spiritual self. Eleven says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. I am in the Father I work within the Father's parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father is in me doing all of the work. You see that? How I'm working within what the Father says do. But in that, the Father is in me doing all the work.
Right.
So if I'm working within the Father,
mm-hmm.
and the Father is in me doing all of the work,
mm-hmm.
I do nothing of myself.
That's right. That's it.
You see what I'm saying?
That's it. Okay.
And the scripture says that. Jesus tells you, I do nothing of myself.
Right.
Because I am working within the parameters of what the Father says do.
Right.
That's all I can do. And because I do that, the Father is in me doing all the work.
That's right. That's it.
So in my flesh, I'm staying within my boundaries of what God says. But my spirit is working with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father is doing all of the work. So the Father is in me doing all of the work, and my flesh is working within the boundaries of what the Father says do.
Right.
Twelve says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. So if you believe in Christ, Christ is in you working. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Christ is in you working, and he's the one doing all the work. That's the Holy Spirit. But on the outside, the flesh is working within the parameters of the Bible.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
See how that works? So this is how the Father is in you and you are in the Father. Just like Jesus said. Because on the outside, I'm only doing what the Bible tells me to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I falter from that, I ask for forgiveness, which is still in the parameters of what the Bible tells me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So okay. I'm all day, even when I fail, I'm still working in the parameters of what the Bible says do, because the Bible tells us to repent.
Right.
So I'm still working in everything that the Father tells me to do. And because I do that, His Holy Spirit resides in me.
Mm-hmm.
And because His Spirit resides in me, and I'm working within the parameters of what His Spirit says do,
mm-hmm.
I do nothing of myself.
That's it.
Because trust me, if we do what we want to do,
mm-hmm.
that's way outside the parameters of what God say do.
Yeah.
But when we work within the parameters, which is the Bible,
mm-hmm.
we work within the Holy Scriptures, that's the outside. We're working within the parameters. But on the inside, that is what's causing us to stay within the parameters of the Bible.
Right.
And that's the Holy Spirit. This is one of those lessons where Jesus would say, all who has an ear to hear, let them hear.
Mm-hmm.
13 says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. Now, again, this scripture, whatever you ask Christ to do, he gonna do it. So I can ask him for anything. No.
Mm.
You can ask him for whatever the parameters of what his words say about you is.
Mm-hmm.
About your purpose and who you are.
Right.
Staying within the parameters of God's word.
Right.
You can ask him anything like that, and he'll give it to you. And it says, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So whatever you ask Christ to do, it's going to glorify the Father. You see? So some of the things that we ask God for, we don't get because it's not glorifying Him. But the things that you ask for, He says in here, whatever you ask for in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So the things that you ask for is to glorify God. So what you have to ask yourself is, what I'm about to pray for, can I give God the glory in this?
That's it.
Is there a way God can get the glory in what I'm about to do? Right?
Right.
So, with that in mind, then 14 says, if you ask me anything in my name, and the thing is, in my name. Mm-hmm. And it's not just saying, I'm going to ask for the world in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
He says, when you ask for something in my name, mm-hmm. which means, if you have to ask for something that I stand for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean? Something that you ask God for that can be used to glorify Him in His holiness. Is what you ask Him for, can it be glorified in holiness? See, that's when the heads go down. Oh, well. I don't know if I can glorify that in holiness now. Now, I don't know now. But you see what I'm saying? Our motives. If you ask me anything in my name that makes sense to my holiness, that gives me the glory,
right,
I will do it. I have no problem doing that because it works in the parameters of what I am and who I am and whose you are.
Right.
Which means you have to be on the same level as God as far as what He has for you in the Bible. As far as what He has written for you in the Scriptures. You have to parallel God in that.
Yeah.
Because if what you're asking for doesn't match His holiness, you ain't gonna get it.
Right.
You're asking for a mansion and a jet that's not going to glorify God. What you need it for? Because people forget that everything we do is supposed to be for the to the glory of God.
Yeah.
So a lot of the things that we ask for and that we want is not necessary to what we need to glorify Him. You see what I mean? So God is telling us not only just, not to just ask Him for anything because you in Christ, you can ask me for anything. No, because you in Christ, you're going to ask me for things that are holy and that are going to, that you can use to glorify me.
Right.
I remember when I asked God for a car and I ended up getting a car that I, that even with bad credit, I was still able to get the car. But I used the car to pick up people for church, to do a whole lot of church work. I had a hatchback, so I was able to throw everything, church equipment in there and everything. And I had the car for a long time. God allowed me to get it because He knew what I was going to do with it. And I was going to glorify Him with it.
Right.
Even in the front of the car, I put a plate on there that said, God's property. I wanted to not only, I wanted to not only use it for God's glory, I wanted people to see that this car was for God's glory.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
God's property. So it's all in what you ask Him for. And remember, the scripture says, you can ask me for whatever in His riches and His glory.
That's right.
His riches and His glory. His riches is His holiness.
Mm-hmm.
His glory is Christ. Christ is the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you ask things in God's name. And I want us to understand that asking things in God's name and putting in Jesus Christ's name at the end of your prayers and what you're asking for, ask yourself, how can I glorify God with what I ask for? And you have to have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to do that. And to do that, you must make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And grow in Christ. And reside in the Father. And let the Father reside in you. Amen?
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for these scriptures today. We thank you for allowing us to see John 14 for what it is and what it really means for us to ask for things in your name. Father, we thank you and we praise your name and we ask you to keep showing us and keep growing us in all of the things that our purpose has for us. Father, we thank you. We praise your name in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray and say amen.
Amen.
Stay blessed and faithful.